USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea has elected a conservative president. Like Trump, he said he's ready to shake things up. South Korea's president-elect Yoon Sung-yeol said Thursday he would solidify an alliance with the United States, build up a powerful military, and strongly cope with North Korean provocations. The president-elect translated by Ari Rang News.
I've been fighting corruption and crimes that give people pain, and I will equally stand up against those forces harming the nation's constitution.
High-level peace talks in Turkey bear no results. Ukraine's foreign minister said he discussed a 24-hour ceasefire with his Russian counterpart, but no progress was made as Moscow's representative defended its invasion and said it was going as planned. Ukraine's Dmytro Kuleba said he secured no promise from Russia's Sergei Lavrov to halt firing so aid could reach civilians, including the main humanitarian priority, evacuating hundreds of thousands of people trapped in harm's way. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.